The start of a new year is more than just a change on the calendar. It's a chance to redefine who you are, to let go of what no longer serves you, and to step into a better, stronger version of yourself. But lasting transformation doesn't come from dramatic overhauls or fleeting resolutions. It's built on habits, the small daily actions that shape your life in powerful ways. The Stoics knew the power of habits long before modern self-improvement books filled the shelves. Marcus Aurelius, Epictetus, and Seneca all believed that living a meaningful life isn't about grand gestures. It's about the consistent practice of principles that ground you, guide you, and help you grow. In this episode, we'll explore 10 Stoic habits that can help you reinvent yourself in 2025 and beyond. These habits aren't just theoretical, they're practical, actionable, and designed for real life. Whether you're looking to overcome anxiety, boost your productivity, or find clarity in a chaotic world, these principles will give you the tools to create lasting change. Because reinvention doesn't happen in a single moment, it's a process, and it starts with the habits you choose to cultivate. Let's dive in and explore how these Stoic practices can empower you to make 2025 your year of transformation. Habit 1. Start small, achieve big. When we think about change, it's tempting to imagine a grand overhaul, a sweeping transformation that turns everything around in an instant. But the Stoics understood that true lasting change doesn't come from dramatic leaps. It comes from small, deliberate steps taken consistently over time. Marcus Aurelius reminded us of this truth when he said, "You must build up life action by action and be content if each one achieves its goal as far as possible." Starting small doesn't mean thinking small. It means focusing on manageable actions that create momentum. Think of it like planting a tree. You don't expect it to grow overnight, but with consistent care, watering it daily, ensuring it gets sunlight, it becomes a towering force of nature over time. The same is true for your habits. Small actions compound into big results. Let's say you want to improve your health. Instead of attempting a complete lifestyle overhaul, start with something simple. Commit to walking for 10 minutes every day. That small habit is achievable, and as you stick with it, it builds confidence. Soon, that 10-minute walk might turn into a 30-minute run, and before you know it, you're making other positive changes like eating healthier or sleeping better. This principle applies to any area of life. If you want to grow intellectually, start by reading just one page of a book each day. That may not sound like much, but over a year, that's 365 pages, an entire book or more. By breaking your goals into smaller, manageable pieces, you remove the intimidation factor and make progress feel achievable. Small steps also help you overcome the fear of starting. Often, we delay action because the end goal feels overwhelming. For instance, if you dream of writing a novel, the idea of completing hundreds of pages might paralyze you. But what if you started with just 100 words a day? In 3 months, you'd have over 9,000 words. The key is to focus on the process, not the destination. The Stoics believed in progress over perfection. Seneca said, "Begin at once to live and count each separate day as a separate life." This wisdom encourages us to focus on the small victories each day, rather than waiting for some monumental achievement to validate our efforts. To cultivate this habit, start by identifying one small action you can take today that aligns with your bigger goals. Write it down, commit to it, and do it consistently. Whether it's drinking a glass of water when you wake up, meditating for 5 minutes, or jotting down a single idea in a journal, the size of the action doesn't matter. It's the habit of showing up that counts. Think of your small actions like drops of water filling a jar. At first, the progress might seem slow, even insignificant. But over time, those drops accumulate, and before you know it, the jar overflows. That's the power of starting small. So, as you begin your journey to reinvent yourself in 2025, remind yourself, I don't need to change everything at once. I just need to take one small step today. Because with each small step, you're building the foundation for big success. Habit 2. Master your anxiety before it masters you. Anxiety. It's a storm that brews in the mind, feeding on uncertainties, fears, and the countless what-ifs we can't control. For many of us, it's not the events themselves that cause distress, but our endless anticipation of what might go wrong. The Stoics understood this well. Epictetus said, "Men are disturbed not by things, but by the views which they take of them." The key to mastering anxiety lies in shifting your perspective and regaining control over your inner dialogue. Anxiety often grows when we focus on what's outside our control, how others perceive us, the outcomes of our efforts, or the uncertainty of the future. By redirecting your focus to what you can control, your thoughts, actions, and reactions, you take the wind out of anxiety's sails. It's not about eliminating uncertainty, but learning how to navigate it with calmness and clarity. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. Your mind spirals. What if I forget what to say? What if they don't like my ideas? This kind of anxious thinking pulls you into scenarios that haven't even happened yet. To regain control, pause and ask yourself, what can I do right now? Maybe it's rehearsing your opening lines or reviewing your slides. By focusing on what's actionable, you replace helpless worry with purposeful action. Mindfulness is another powerful tool for mastering anxiety. The Stoics practiced staying grounded in the present moment, a principle echoed in Marcus Aurelius's words. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. When anxiety arises, bring your attention back to the here and now. Take a deep breath, feel your feet on the ground, and remind yourself that this moment is manageable. Consider this exercise. When anxiety takes hold, write down your fears. Seeing them on paper often reveals that they're not as overwhelming as they seemed in your mind. Then, next to each fear, write one thing you can do to address it, no matter how small. This process helps you shift from worrying to problem solving. Let's look at a practical example. Imagine a student preparing for an exam. Anxiety tells them, "What if I fail? What if I forget everything?" Instead of spiraling, they could focus on what they can control, creating a study schedule, reviewing key topics, and practicing relaxation techniques before the test. By taking these steps, they not only prepare effectively, but also calm the storm of anxiety. The Stoics also remind us that much of what we fear is exaggerated. Seneca wisely noted, "We suffer more in imagination than in reality." How often have you dreaded a difficult conversation or task, only to find that it wasn't as bad as you anticipated? Anxiety thrives on worst-case scenarios, but reality is often far kinder. To master your anxiety, it's also important to question its validity. Ask yourself, is this fear based on fact or assumption? What evidence do I have that this outcome will happen? Challenging your anxious thoughts helps you see them for what they are, possibilities, not certainties. Finally, Remember that anxiety can be a signal, not just a burden. It points to areas where preparation or self-reflection is needed. For example, if you feel anxious about a new job, that anxiety might remind you to research the company or brush up on key skills. When viewed this way, anxiety becomes a guide rather than a foe. Think of anxiety like a wave. If you try to resist it, it crashes over you, leaving you overwhelmed. But if you ride the wave, acknowledging its presence and working with it, you can move forward with greater ease and confidence. The next time anxiety knocks at your door, pause and remind yourself, "This feeling doesn't control me. I control how I respond." By mastering your anxiety, you reclaim your peace of mind, empowering yourself to face life's uncertainties with strength and clarity. Habit 3. Design a routine that works for you. Life is full of chaos and unpredictability, but a well-crafted routine can act as your anchor, keeping you grounded and focused no matter what storms come your way. The Stoics understood the importance of structure, believing that consistency and intentionality in daily life lead to clarity, progress, and inner peace. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." This begins with how you shape your days. A routine isn't about rigidity or filling every moment with tasks. It's about creating a rhythm that aligns with your values, energy levels, and goals. When you design a routine that works for you, you free yourself from decision fatigue, reduce stress, and create a framework for consistent growth. Think of your daily life like a ship at sea. Without a clear course and steady navigation, the waves of distraction and unpredictability can push you off track. But with a solid routine, you chart your path, ensuring that each day moves you closer to your destination. Let's start with a simple example. Imagine someone who feels overwhelmed by their workload. Without a routine, they might spend their days reacting to emails, jumping from one task to another without focus. But by setting a clear schedule, blocking time for deep work, short breaks, and planning, they regain control and improve their productivity. A routine isn't about doing more, it's about doing what matters most. To create a routine that works for you, begin by identifying your priorities. What are the non-negotiable activities that align with your values and goals? For some, this might mean starting the day with exercise or meditation. For others, it could be carving out time for creative work or meaningful conversations with loved ones. Whatever it is, build your routine around these anchors. The Stoics also emphasized the importance of beginning the day with intention. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a privilege it is to be alive, to think, to enjoy, to love." Consider starting your day with a moment of reflection. Ask yourself, "What is my purpose today? How can I align my actions with my values?" This simple habit sets a positive tone for the day ahead. Your routine should also reflect your natural energy peaks and valleys. Some people are most productive in the morning, while others hit their stride in the afternoon or evening. Pay attention to when you feel most focused and creative, and schedule your most important tasks during those times. Save less demanding activities like emails or errands for when your energy dips. Flexibility is another key to a successful routine. Life is unpredictable, and rigid schedules can lead to frustration when things don't go as planned. Build in some buffer time and allow yourself the freedom to adapt without guilt. For instance, if your morning workout gets interrupted, look for another time in the day to fit it in. The goal is consistency, not perfection. Here's a practical way to start designing your routine. At the end of each day, take 5 minutes to plan the next one. Write down your top three priorities and block time for them in your schedule. This habit helps you wake up with clarity and direction, reducing decision fatigue and increasing your sense of control. Think of a routine as a garden. The structure, the planting beds, the paths, gives it order, but it also allows space for growth and beauty. Each habit you cultivate is like a seed that, with care and consistency, blossoms into something meaningful over time. When distractions arise or life feels chaotic, your routine becomes your sanctuary. It reminds you of what matters most and provides the stability to move forward with purpose. The Stoics believed that a disciplined life leads to freedom, and a thoughtful routine is one of the most effective ways to embody that principle. So, as you design your routine, ask yourself, how can I shape my days to reflect my values and goals? Then, start small, stay consistent, and adjust as needed. A routine isn't about creating constraints. It's about creating a life of intention, balance, and progress. Habit 4. Break bad habits. Reclaim your freedom. Bad habits, they sneak into our lives quietly, often disguised as harmless routines. But over time, they can hold us back, chaining us to behaviors that undermine our potential and keep us from becoming the best version of ourselves. The Stoics believed that true freedom comes from self-mastery, and breaking free from bad habits is a critical step toward that freedom. Seneca wisely observed, "No man is free who is not master of himself." This means that every habit we allow to persist unchecked has the power to control us. Breaking bad habits isn't just about self-discipline. It's about reclaiming control over your choices, your actions, and ultimately, your life. The first step in breaking a bad habit is awareness. Often, we fall into habits unconsciously, grabbing our phones the moment we wake up, procrastinating on important tasks, or turning to comfort foods when stressed. Take a moment to reflect. What habits are holding me back? How do they affect my goals and well-being? Naming the habit is the first step to breaking its hold on you. Let's look at a practical example. Imagine someone who habitually scrolls through social media for hours, losing valuable time and feeling drained afterward. Instead of simply blaming themselves for lack of willpower, they could examine the root cause. Is it boredom? A need for connection? Once they identify the trigger, they can replace the habit with something more intentional, like calling a friend or engaging in a creative activity. Breaking a habit doesn't mean stopping abruptly. It's about replacing it with something better. The Stoics believed in redirecting energy toward constructive actions. For instance, if you want to stop procrastinating, focus on starting tasks in small, manageable steps, instead of thinking, "I have to finish this entire project." Say, "I'll work on it for just 10 minutes." This small action reduces resistance and builds momentum. Another key to breaking bad habits is changing your environment. If you're trying to eat healthier, stock your kitchen with nourishing foods and remove tempting junk food. If you want to stop binge-watching shows late at night, set a timer to turn off your devices or move your TV out of the bedroom. These environmental tweaks reduce friction and make it easier to stick to your goals. The Stoics also emphasized the importance of self-forgiveness. Breaking a habit isn't a linear process. It's normal to slip up occasionally. Marcus Aurelius reminded us, "When you stumble, get back up. What matters is how quickly you recover." Instead of dwelling on setbacks, focus on the progress you've made and the next step forward. Let's consider another scenario. Someone wants to break the habit of negative self-talk. Every time they make a mistake, their inner critic says, "You're not good enough." To break this habit, they could practice self-compassion, replacing those thoughts with affirmations like, "Mistakes are part of learning. I'm growing stronger every day." Over time, this new habit rewires their mindset and builds confidence. Here's a practical exercise. Identify one bad habit you want to break. Write down its trigger, the behavior itself, and its consequences. Then, brainstorm a replacement habit and plan how to implement it. For example, trigger, feeling stressed. Bad habit, eating unhealthy snacks. Replacement habit, going for a walk or drinking a glass of water instead. Repetition is key. The more you practice the replacement habit, the stronger it becomes, eventually overshadowing the old one. Think of breaking bad habits like clearing weeds from a garden. At first, it's hard work, pulling them out one by one. But as you plant and nurture healthier behaviors, those weeds lose ground, and your garden flourishes with growth and potential. The next time you catch yourself slipping into a bad habit, pause and remind yourself, "This habit doesn't define me. I have the power to change." With each small victory, you reclaim your freedom, paving the way for a life of intention, growth, and self-mastery. Habit 5. Make time for what truly matters. In the hustle and chaos of modern life, it's easy to feel pulled in 100 different directions. The noise of endless tasks, distractions, and obligations can leave us overwhelmed, unsure if we're spending our time on things that actually matter. The Stoics believed that our time is our most valuable resource, and using it wisely is essential for living a purposeful and fulfilling life. Seneca wrote, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste much of it." This powerful reminder urges us to pause and reflect. Are we dedicating our time to things that align with our values, goals, and passions? Or are we letting distractions and trivialities consume our days? Making time for what truly matters begins with this awareness. Let's start with a simple example. Think about the hours spent mindlessly scrolling through your phone or getting lost in activities that don't add value to your life. It's not that these things are inherently bad, but they can rob you of the time needed for more meaningful pursuits. Spending quality moments with loved ones, advancing toward your goals, or simply taking care of yourself. To make time for what truly matters, the first step is to define your priorities. What are the things in your life that bring you the most fulfillment? Maybe it's deepening your relationships, pursuing a passion, or dedicating time to personal growth. Write these down and let them serve as your compass when deciding how to spend your time. The next step is to eliminate distractions and time wasters. This doesn't mean you need to cut out all leisure or fun. Rest and relaxation are vital. But be mindful of how much time you're dedicating to activities that don't serve your priorities. For instance, if you want to strengthen your relationships, consider turning off notifications during family meals or scheduling a weekly call with a friend. Marcus Aurelius reminds us, "You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think." This isn't meant to scare us, but to ground us in the reality that our time is finite. Every moment is an opportunity to invest in something meaningful. Ask yourself, "If today were my last day, would I be proud of how I spent it?" Let this question guide your choices. A practical exercise to make time for what matters is to conduct a time audit. For 1 week, track how you spend your hours: work, leisure, chores, scrolling on your phone. At the end of the week, review your log and identify where your time aligns with your priorities and where it doesn't. Use this insight to adjust your schedule, allocating more time to what truly matters. Consider this example. Someone who dreams of writing a book but never finds enough time might realize they're spending 2 hours a day watching TV. By cutting that in half, they could dedicate an hour each evening to writing, transforming their dream into a reality. It's not about having more time, it's about using the time you already have with intention. The Stoics also taught the importance of being fully present in the time you do spend on meaningful activities. If you're with family, give them your full attention rather than being distracted by work emails. If you're working on a goal, immerse yourself in it rather than multitasking. Quality matters just as much as quantity. Think of your time like a budget. You wouldn't spend money aimlessly on things that don't bring value. Why do the same with your hours? By being intentional, you ensure that each moment contributes to a life well lived. The next time you find yourself overwhelmed or wondering where the day went, pause and remind yourself, "My time is precious. Am I using it for what truly matters?" By aligning your time with your values, you create a life of purpose, progress, and fulfillment. One intentional moment at a time. Habit 6. Take on challenges that shape you. Growth doesn't come from staying comfortable. It's forged in the moments when you step out of your comfort zone and face challenges that push you to your limits. The Stoics believed that life's difficulties aren't obstacles. They're opportunities. Opportunities to build resilience, discover your inner strength, and become the person you're meant to be. Epictetus put it beautifully. Difficulties are things that show a person what they are. Challenges reveal who we are, not by breaking us, but by testing us. They force us to adapt, learn, and grow. Without them, we stagnate, never fully realizing our potential. Think about a time when you faced something difficult, a project at work, a tough conversation, or even a physical challenge like running a marathon. At first, it might have seemed overwhelming, even impossible. But as you leaned into the difficulty, you discovered new abilities, gained confidence, and came out stronger on the other side. That's the power of embracing challenges. Taking on challenges isn't about seeking out struggle for its own sake. It's about choosing growth over stagnation, even when it's uncomfortable. For example, if public speaking terrifies you, volunteering to give a presentation might feel like stepping into the fire. But through preparation and experience, you not only overcome your fear, but also develop a skill that can open doors in your personal and professional life. The key is to start with challenges that are manageable but meaningful. You don't have to leap straight into the deep end. Begin by taking small steps outside your comfort zone. If you want to improve your fitness, start with a 15-minute walk before tackling a full workout regimen. If you're looking to grow professionally, take on a new responsibility at work, even if it feels daunting at first. Challenges don't just help you grow, they also build resilience. Marcus Aurelius advised, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This means that every challenge you face is an opportunity to become better equipped for the next one. It's like building a muscle. Each repetition strengthens you for greater efforts in the future. Here's an exercise to help you embrace challenges. Write down one thing you've been avoiding because it feels difficult or uncomfortable. Then, break it into smaller, actionable steps. For example, challenge: running a 5K race. Steps: start by jogging for 5 minutes, gradually increase distance, and set a training schedule. By breaking the challenge into steps, you make it more approachable and less intimidating. Another way to approach challenges is to reframe them. Instead of thinking, Why is this happening to me? Ask, what can I learn from this? Shifting your perspective helps you see difficulties not as threats, but as opportunities for growth. For instance, losing a job might feel like a setback, but it could also be a chance to explore a career path more aligned with your passions. Let's consider a real-life example. Imagine someone who's always been shy, but dreams of connecting with others more deeply. Their challenge might be to start initiating conversations with strangers. At first, it feels awkward, even scary, but with each interaction, they gain confidence and develop social skills they never thought possible. What once felt like a challenge becomes second nature. The Stoics also remind us that challenges help us discover our resilience. Seneca said, "The bravest sight in the world is to see a great man struggling against adversity." When you face a challenge and rise above it, you prove to yourself that you're stronger than you thought. That knowledge becomes a wellspring of confidence, fueling you to take on even greater challenges in the future. Think of challenges like climbing a mountain. The path is steep, and every step requires effort. But with each step, the view gets better, the air clearer, and your sense of accomplishment grows. The challenge isn't just the journey, it's the transformation you undergo along the way. So, the next time you face a challenge, don't shy away from it. Pause and remind yourself, this is my opportunity to grow. Lean into the discomfort, take one step at a time, and watch as you become stronger, more capable, and more resilient with every effort. Because the challenges you take on today will shape the person you become tomorrow. Habit 7. Surround yourself with people who elevate you. The people you surround yourself with have a profound impact on your growth, mindset, and the direction of your life. As the Stoics understood, your environment shapes your character. Surrounding yourself with individuals who inspire, challenge, and uplift you is one of the most powerful steps you can take toward reinventing yourself. Seneca wrote, "Associate with those who will make a better man of you. Welcome those whom you yourself can improve." This wisdom reminds us that relationships should be mutually beneficial, a space where growth, support, and shared values thrive. Your circle should act as a mirror, reflecting the best in you while encouraging you to rise above your limitations. Think about your current relationships. Are the people in your life helping you grow, or are they holding you back? This isn't about cutting people out at the first sign of difficulty, but about being intentional with your energy. For instance, a friend who constantly complains without seeking solutions might drain your mental and emotional reserves, while a friend who pushes you to pursue your goals fills you with motivation and encouragement. Imagine an athlete training for a marathon. If they surround themselves with disciplined, driven peers who share their goals, they're more likely to stay on track and push their limits. On the other hand, if their circle is uninterested in fitness or dismissive of their efforts, sticking to the plan becomes exponentially harder. Your environment influences your habits, so choose it wisely. Building a circle of people who elevate you doesn't mean only seeking out those who are ahead of you. Some of the most valuable relationships come from those walking the same path, sharing struggles, and celebrating victories alongside you. Whether it's a colleague working towards similar career goals or a friend pursuing personal growth, mutual support fosters accountability and momentum. To cultivate these relationships, be proactive. Seek out communities and spaces where people share your values and ambitions. For example, if you're passionate about self-improvement, join a book club focused on personal growth or attend workshops where like-minded individuals gather. Shared interests are the foundation of strong, uplifting connections. The Stoics also believed in the importance of giving back. As Seneca advised, "Be helpful to others in your time of abundance, for in their time of need, you may find your own opportunity to learn." Surrounding yourself with inspiring people isn't just about taking, it's about contributing. Encourage others, offer your perspective, and celebrate their successes. In doing so, you create a circle built on trust, mutual respect, and shared progress. Here's a practical exercise. Evaluate your relationships by asking three questions. 1. Who inspires and motivates me to be better? 2. Who challenges me constructively, pushing me out of my comfort zone? 3. Who drains my energy or consistently pulls me away from my goals? For those who inspire and challenge you, invest more time in nurturing those connections. For relationships that drain you, set boundaries or gently redirect your energy toward more positive interactions. Let's consider a practical example. Imagine someone striving to start their own business. If they surround themselves with peers who encourage them, provide insights, and celebrate their milestones, their journey becomes not only achievable, but enjoyable. In contrast, if they spend time with those who doubt their vision or discourage risk-taking, they may struggle to stay motivated. The people you choose to surround yourself with act like the soil for a plant. Fertile, nourishing relationships help you grow, while toxic ones stunt your progress. The good news is that, unlike plants, you have the power to choose and cultivate the environment that serves you best. Lastly, remember that your role in your circle matters too. Be the person who uplifts, inspires, and supports others. Your energy and actions can create a ripple effect, encouraging those around you to grow alongside you. So, as you move forward, pause and reflect. Who in my life helps me rise? Who challenges me to be better? And how can I contribute to their growth? By surrounding yourself with people who elevate you, you create an environment of mutual support, shared growth, and lasting inspiration. Together, you'll rise higher than you ever could alone. Habit 8. Embrace change as a catalyst for growth. Change is one of life's constants, yet it's often met with resistance, fear, or uncertainty. The Stoics understood that resisting change is futile, but embracing it allows you to harness its power for transformation. They believed that change isn't something to fear. It's a catalyst for growth, a chance to evolve into a better version of yourself. Marcus Aurelius captured this beautifully when he wrote, "Observe constantly that all things take place by change and accept the nature of the universe with love." This wisdom reminds us that life itself is defined by change. Seasons shift, circumstances evolve, and we too are meant to grow and adapt. The key is to approach change not as a threat, but as an opportunity. Imagine losing a job or facing an unexpected breakup. In the moment, these events might feel like the end of the world, but they often open doors to possibilities we couldn't have imagined. Perhaps losing that job leads to a career that aligns more closely with your passions, or ending that relationship allows you to focus on self-discovery and growth. Change may feel uncomfortable, but it often guides us toward paths that are ultimately more fulfilling. Embracing change begins with shifting your perspective. Instead of asking, "Why is this happening to me?" ask, "What can I learn from this?" Every change, no matter how difficult, carries a lesson or an opportunity. For instance, a major life transition like moving to a new city might initially feel overwhelming, but it can also spark personal growth, new connections, and a fresh perspective. The Stoics also taught the importance of flexibility. Epictetus said, "The flourishing life cannot be achieved until we moderate our desires and see how things are, rather than how we wish them to be. This means accepting reality as it is, not as we want it to be. Flexibility allows us to adapt to change with grace, finding new ways forward instead of clinging to what was. Here's a practical exercise to help you embrace change. Think of a recent change in your life, big or small. Write down three ways this change has challenged you and three potential opportunities it has created. For example, challenge: moving to a new city feels isolating. Opportunities: meeting new people, exploring a different culture, and stepping out of your comfort zone. By reframing the situation, you shift your focus from what you've lost to what you can gain. Consider a relatable example. Imagine someone whose company undergoes a major restructuring, leaving them in an unfamiliar role. They could resist the change, clinging to their old responsibilities, or they could embrace it as a chance to learn new skills and expand their expertise. By choosing the latter, they not only adapt, but also grow in ways they might not have otherwise. Another way to embrace change is to focus on the aspects you can control. While you can't stop change from happening, you can control how you respond to it. This mindset helps you feel empowered rather than overwhelmed. For instance, if a project at work takes an unexpected turn, focus on adapting your approach rather than lamenting the shift in plans. The Stoics also emphasized the impermanence of life. Seneca said, "Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end." This perspective encourages us to see endings not as losses, but as transitions, stepping stones to new opportunities. Think of change like a river. You can't stop its flow, but you can choose how to navigate it. You can fight against the current, exhausting yourself in the process, or you can learn to ride it, allowing it to carry you to new destinations. The next time change enters your life, pause and remind yourself, this is not the end, it's a new beginning. By embracing change as a catalyst for growth, you open yourself to possibilities you never thought possible, allowing life to shape you into the person you're meant to become. Habit 9. Learn the power of saying no. In a world filled with endless demands and opportunities, the ability to say no is one of the most powerful habits you can cultivate. The Stoics recognized that our energy and time are limited, and by saying yes to everything, we risk spreading ourselves too thin, losing focus on what truly matters. Learning to say no with clarity and grace allows you to protect your priorities, maintain balance, and live a life aligned with your values. Epictetus reminds us, "If you want to improve, be content to be thought foolish and stupid with regard to external things." This wisdom highlights that you don't need to please everyone or meet every demand placed upon you. By saying no to distractions or unnecessary obligations, you make space for what truly enriches your life. Imagine being asked to take on an extra project at work. You're already juggling multiple responsibilities, and while you want to appear helpful, agreeing to this new task would compromise your ability to perform well in other areas. Instead of saying yes out of fear of disappointing others, pause and ask yourself, "Does this align with my goals and capacity right now?" If the answer is no, politely declining can protect your energy and ensure you give your best to what matters most. Saying no isn't about rejecting people or opportunities. It's about redirecting your energy to where it's most needed. For instance, if a friend invites you to a social event, but you're exhausted and in need of rest, saying no isn't selfish. It's an act of self-care. By honoring your boundaries, you show respect for both yourself and others, as you're more likely to show up fully when you're truly available. The Stoics also emphasized the importance of focusing on what's within your control. Marcus Aurelius said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." Saying no is an exercise in that power. It's a way of asserting control over your time and choices, rather than being swept along by the expectations of others. To make saying no easier, practice clear and respectful communication. For example, instead of simply saying, "I can't," you could say, "I'd love to help, but I'm currently focused on other priorities." This approach shows consideration while reinforcing your boundaries. Over time, this habit becomes a natural part of your interactions, helping you build relationships based on mutual respect. Here's a practical exercise to strengthen this habit. Write down three things you've said yes to recently that don't align with your goals or values. Reflect on why you agreed to them. Was it out of obligation, fear of judgment, or habit? Then, think about how you could have politely declined. This reflection helps you identify patterns and build confidence in saying no when needed. Consider another example. A student struggling to balance school, extracurricular activities, and social commitments. By learning to say no to unnecessary distractions, like staying out late before an important exam, they prioritize their academic goals without compromising their well-being. Each no becomes a step toward clarity and success. Saying no also applies to internal distractions. Think about the habits or thought patterns that pull you away from your goals, like procrastination or overthinking. By saying no to these behaviors, you reclaim your focus and align your actions with your intentions. Think of saying no like pruning a tree. By cutting away unnecessary branches, you allow the tree to grow stronger and more vibrant. Similarly, by saying no to distractions and demands that don't serve your purpose, you create space for meaningful growth. The next time you feel pulled in too many directions, pause and ask yourself, "Is this worth my time and energy? Does it align with my values?" If the answer is no, give yourself permission to decline. Saying no isn't a rejection, it's redirection. It's your way of ensuring that your time, energy, and efforts are spent on what truly matters. Habit 10. Bounce back stronger every time. Life will knock you down. That's inevitable. The real question is, how will you rise? The Stoics believed that setbacks and failures are not the end, but opportunities to grow stronger, wiser, and more resilient. By learning to bounce back from adversity, you transform challenges into stepping stones toward your greater potential. Marcus Aurelius wisely said, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This principle teaches us that obstacles are not there to stop us. They are there to guide us. Every time you face a setback, you have a choice. Let it define you, or let it refine you. Imagine an entrepreneur who launches a business that doesn't succeed. The initial failure might feel devastating, but instead of giving up, they analyze what went wrong. Perhaps their marketing strategy wasn't effective, or they targeted the wrong audience. By treating the failure as a lesson rather than a defeat, they can refine their approach and come back stronger with their next venture. Many of the world's most successful people attribute their success to the lessons they learned from failure. Resilience isn't about avoiding setbacks. It's about how you respond to them. Think of it like building a muscle. Each challenge you face is like resistance training for your mind. The more you practice overcoming difficulties, the stronger you become. The key is to view setbacks not as barriers, but as opportunities to learn, adapt, and grow. To cultivate resilience, start by reframing your perspective on failure. instead of thinking. Why did this happen to me? Ask, what can I learn from this? For example, if you didn't get the job you applied for, instead of dwelling on rejection, think about what you can improve: your resume, interview skills, or networking efforts. This mindset shifts your focus from the disappointment to the opportunities for growth. Another way to bounce back is to break the problem into smaller, manageable steps. When faced with a major setback, the enormity of it can feel overwhelming. By focusing on one actionable step at a time, you regain a sense of control and begin to rebuild momentum. For instance, if a student fails an important exam, instead of fixating on the failure, they could create a study plan to strengthen their understanding of the subject and prepare for the next opportunity. The Stoics also remind us to embrace patience. Seneca said, "Time heals what reason cannot." Sometimes bouncing back requires allowing yourself the space to process emotions and heal. It's okay to feel disappointed, frustrated, or even defeated temporarily. What matters is that you don't let those feelings hold you back permanently. Think about the resilience of nature. A tree battered by a storm may lose branches, but its roots grow deeper and it stands stronger in the face of future winds. Similarly, each time you recover from a setback, you strengthen your foundation, becoming more prepared for whatever challenges lie ahead. Here's a practical exercise to help you bounce back. The next time you face a setback, write down 3 things you learned from the experience. Then, write down 1 positive action you can take to move forward. For example, setback, missing a deadline at work. Lessons: better time management is needed, clearer communication with the team, and identifying potential obstacles earlier. Action: create a detailed schedule for the next project, including check-ins to stay on track. Resilience also requires self-compassion. Be kind to yourself during tough times. Acknowledge your effort, even if the result wasn't what you hoped for. Self-criticism only holds you back, while self-encouragement helps you move forward. Think of bouncing back like forging steel. It's only through intense heat and pressure that steel becomes stronger and more resilient. Your challenges are the fire, and your response to them is what shapes you into the person you're meant to be. So the next time life knocks you down, pause and remind yourself, "This is my chance to grow stronger. I will rise, learn, and keep moving forward." Because every setback is an opportunity in disguise, and with each bounce back, you're not just returning to where you were, you're stepping closer to where you're meant to be. Reinvention isn't about making massive overnight changes, it's about building habits that reshape your life, step by step, moment by moment. The Stoics understood that true transformation comes from within, through intentional actions that align with your values, priorities, and potential. The habits we've explored today are more than just strategies. They're tools for creating a life of purpose, resilience, and growth. From starting small and focusing on what truly matters, to embracing change and bouncing back stronger, each habit is a stepping stone to becoming the person you aspire to be. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. Every time you take a step toward cultivating these habits, you're investing in a better, stronger version of yourself. Marcus Aurelius reminds us, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." By adopting these Stoic habits, you're not just changing your routines, you're changing your mindset, your approach to challenges, and ultimately your life. So as you step into 2025, ask yourself, what habits can I build today to create the life I want tomorrow? Start small, stay consistent, and trust the process. Reinventing yourself isn't a destination, it's a journey, and with these habits as your guide, there's no limit to what you can achieve. Thank you for joining me today. If these ideas resonated with you, take a moment to reflect on which habit you're ready to embrace. Share your thoughts in the comments or with someone you know who's also striving to grow. Let's make 2025 a year of transformation. Together. Until next time, keep growing, stay resilient, and live with intention. You've got this.